Ed Ward's 75th birthday tribute to Willie Nelson left us wanting to hear more. So we're going to listen back to an excerpt of the interview and performance Nelson recorded on Fresh Air in 1996, in which he played one of his best-known songs.
Now, the guitar you have with you, is that your guitar Trigger?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about the guitar.
Well, the guitar's about 30 years old or so, and it's my favorite guitar. I like it because of the tone.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of shape is it in after 30 years?
Oh, it's in a little better shape than I am. It survived pretty good, really.
Uh-huh.
It's got a couple of holes that were larger than they were in the beginning, but we all do, I guess.
Do the holes affect the sound?
I think it improves the sound, really. This guitar already has one huge hole in the middle. Now it's got another one growing in the back there, which sort of looks pretty neat.
Some people might think of getting stuff like that repaired.
Oh, they might, but I think it'd be a mistake. Because it does disintegrate on the inside. The wood is rotted away a couple of times, and I've had to rebuild it and have it rebuilt and reinforced in there. But the hole, it just keeps getting bigger, and as it does, the sound gets a little better. I don't know if you've noticed it or not.
I think it was before you went to Nashville that you wanted to record your song Nightlife. Mm-hmm. And one of the producers you were working with at the time, Pappy Daly, told you that you weren't country enough. Do I have that right?
Actually, I recorded in Houston for Pappy Daly, who had a company called, it was Glad Publishing Company, D Records for Daly. And I recorded Family Bible on that label and recorded a couple of other songs. But Nightlife, they wouldn't record it because they said it was too bluesy. It wasn't country.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded Nightlife under the name of Hugh Nelson on another label across town, just to prove a point.
And did you prove it?
Yeah. It's that particular record, Nightlife, I think it's still the best record of it. I did it with Paul Buskirk, Herb Remington, Dean Reynolds, some of the greatest jazz and musicians around Houston.
Would you sing the song for us now and maybe tell us about writing it?
Well, this is one of those songs that I wrote the same week I wrote Crazy and Funny How Time Slips Away, driving back and forth from the Esquire Club to Pasadena every night. When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round the nightlife. Ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be's. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. And listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
What was your nightlife like when you wrote that?
I don't remember.
As if to prove a point.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson recorded on Fresh Air in 1996. We wish him a happy 75th birthday.
Oh, it's all your fault if I'm not sleeping. I live on dreams instead of eating. I'm just a wreck, yeah. It's all your fault. Oh, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun. And if I'm staying all by myself, well, it's all your fault. And when you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new. But I found out that wouldn't do, 'cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. It's all your fault when I'm a grandpa. If my grandkids don't call you grandma, well, I'll just tell them it's all your fault.